Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is the Fuck Nights. Project Mar underneath us. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was The Fuck Nights and a track called Christina. And if you're wondering why I didn't say any more at the start than that, is I've been waiting to play them for Fortnite. I'm absolutely loving The Fuck Nights. We'll be playing another track by them at the end. They are on Dirty Water Records. What is their MySpace page, Tony?
MySpace.com/ The Fuck Nights?
No, myspace.com/fucknights. Night is K-N-I-G-H-T. It's gonna be a sweary show this week.
Okay.
So, I make no apology for it. That was The Fuck Nights. And this is Word of the Week. Now, Tony, the deal with Word of the Week is that they're alternatives to swear words, right?
Yeah.
So you can say it in front of your parents.
Correct.
But every once in a while, someone comes up with something that I feel I have to read out. And I'm going straight for it this week. Here we go. This is from Mac the Knife. The mates you stupidly take to parties, just as you've pulled, they always get involved in an incident needing police, ambulance, or staggering away fast. What are you calling them?
Dunno.
Cunt saboteur. Absolutely brilliant. It's worse than a cock blocker. It's a cunt saboteur. So yes, I know it's very, very rude, but I'll tell you what, why don't we spell the bad word with a K, then we'll be alright.
No, that's fine.
This week's phrase of the week, thank you very much, Matt and I. In general, we don't want swear words in the word of the week, but that one was so good I've let it go. I know people like that. I've probably been one myself. Something of a shocker, you are, as usual, wordless about the whole thing. We've also had a poetry corner again.
Oh, nice.
From Joni H. Jizz.
Ooh, is this the third one in third week?
I believe so. It's a hat trick. The girl's on a hat trick. Hey, P&T. I love all the tracks you boys dish up. It's like hearing a fucking great pish up. So thanks for the noise, you fine punky boys. Now go back to bashing the bishop.
Okay.
as Joni H is, who this week is the Dundee Diesel Dyke.
Right.
The growing mystery about Joni H, Jizz. Who is it? Where is she coming from? What's she all about? I also have two emails through for paulieb@punkyradio.com. By the way, if you do have an idea for a poem, do email to paulieb@punkyradio.com. Title your email, Poetry Corner. This came through from Marcus from XY Rocks. What's happening, Paulie B? I hope all is well in the UK, and I hope life is treating you well, my friend. Just wanted to let you know that I gave you and Tony, along with Punky, a shout-out on my latest show, XY Rocks 95. I opened the show with a shout-out and a pretty killer song. Podcast Alley sucks ass and hasn't let me confirm a vote in months. That being said, I say, fuck you, Podcast Alley. Suck my balls. You can see why this is quite a sweary show this week. Hey. I don't need the damn site to get downloads, so fuck them. Here is the direct download link. It's then the longest link you've ever seen ever. So don't do it. But if it's basically it's traffic.libsyn.com/XY Rocks. You'll find the rest there.
Okay.
It says, he says, I may have abandoned Podcast Alley, but I haven't abandoned my friends at Punky Radio. Take care. Cheers, Marcus. Thank you very much, Marcus. Marcus does an excellent show called XY Rocks, which each show has a bit of a theme to it. They're quite interesting. If you get the chance, if you've got a bit of spare time, check out XY Rocks. We also had this through a couple of days after. Hi, Paulie B. I'm a regular listener to Punky and also just recently started listening to the XY Rocks, a US podcast that you've mentioned on your show a few times. Just in case you haven't heard it, you and Tony and Punky Radio got a big name check on the most recent show, 95, right at the start of the show. And Marcus dedicated the first track to you, Rehab, the bartender song. Sounds fitting. Keep up the good work, chaps. Kev. There we go. So there are two reasons to go and listen to XY Rocks. We've already uniting fans and bands and podcasts across the lands, etc. And they've both mentioned it this week. Time for track two, Tony. A little bit different, this one, in that there aren't any swear words in it.
Ah, okay.
And it's nice. This is from... Do you remember when the Priscillas sent me an album?
The name rings a bell. I can't remember.
Yeah, well, this came out on Nag's Head Records in 2009.
Okay.
It's called 10,000 Volts, and we've played quite a few tracks off it, including my particular favourite, All the Way to Holloway, which is the first track on here. But the very last track on this one, of 14, I believe the CD is still available, is a track we're about to play right now. What do I know is, what is the Priscillas website?
ThePriscillas.com.
It is. Ooh. Tony one, probably be the internet one. This is Dirty Old T-shirt.
Whenever you get in, I'll
Bats underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I was wondering, have you got any podcast early comments?
I do. Yes. It all seems to be working now, so if you can spare us a vote, please do vote for us. Go to punkyradio.com, top of the screen, it's important, please vote for us link. Hit that, enter your email address and a subject in a comment, if you so wish, because we read them out. All votes appreciated. It'd be good to get a few on there because it's always good to be, you know, near the top of the chart on there. And I like reading your comments. But we actually have two Podcast Alley pages. It's obvious.
That's by accident, isn't it?
It's pure by accident, yeah. I think when we moved over to Mevio, I think we managed to get two feeds. But it's obvious that one hasn't got any votes on it and no activity. So go to the other one. It's linked from the Punk Radio site anyway, so you should find it fine. But there are a couple of comments on there that I haven't read. So there's two from the old page and there's two from the correct page. And here's two from the old, the wrong rather. Mad March vote. My March vote for the best collection of independent music from around the world, presented by Paul and Tony like no one else could. If Podcast Alley had a rating system to go with votes, it would go up to 11 stars for this. This might be rated much higher in the top 50 if both sets of votes were added together. So, there you go. Thanks for that. It's Robert Canvey.
Thank you, Rob.
Yeah. But, you know, if you can do, vote on the proper one. But that's great. Thank you. Next one. Asymmetry. Asymmetry, noun. Lack of balance or symmetry. Sorry to be pedantic, but it was getting on my tits. Still loving the show. Have a vote. Can't wait for the 300th show special. What about playing a track from each of the 8 most played bands on Punky ever? Adios, Smacktards. That's from Andrew Larkin.
Fair enough, Andrew Larkin, and you've got a fair point. I think the reason that I would talk about asymmetry rather than symmetry is that it wouldn't always be perfectly symmetrical through the show, but there was a certain amount of symmetry to it, and the closest I could come to was asymmetry. So I'm happy to be picked up on that, and if you know a better word for sort of symmetrical but not quite, I'll take it. All right. This week's show, by the way, has got almost perfect symmetry.
Cool.
As far as it goes, as will become apparent. I will remind you of the fact that so far we've heard from the Fuck Knights and the Priscillas.
Cool. Those were the two from the wrong page. Here's two from the correct page. And first one, leading by example. Just thought I'd drop a vote in for my second favourite podcast after It's a Frog's Life. Now there's a show. You could learn a lot from them, Paulie B. Oh, well, you're all right, though. Paulie B. Thanks, Paul.
I could learn a lot from them. I could learn a lot of being nice from R. Graham. He's a nice bloke.
He's a very nice man.
Yeah, I'm a tit. I've had to undo my belt during this.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. June. What the fuck, though? What the fuck?
Jerry.
June. Congratulations on 300. Was a little jealous there. Wanted to hook up with a lovely Ambrance in She-Town that weekend. But of course, she was in a better place. That is, with you two, Smacktards. Oh well, maybe I can make arrangements to be there for number 400. Great job as always. One more Zombina. Too bad you guys didn't get Joe to visit for 300. That would have been a hoot. I know that the cunt would have been saying cunt the whole time. LOL. That's from Jack33. Is that Jim Canamera?
No, it's Jack33.
Okay. Thanks, Jack33.
I think, anyway. I don't think he'd have a different one, would he? I think it'd be...
Don't know.
No, I don't know.
I'm trying to think of listeners starting with Jay who...
Who knows, but... Very unlikely we'll ever get Joe back on the show again, simply because she's very difficult to track down.
Hmm.
She's living in southeast London, just a little bit south, a little bit east, and is very busy in London town, and goes jogging every morning at 5 a.m.
Blimey.
No wonder she swears.
And finally, we've got a punky page on Facebook. We've got one comment this week I'm going to read out. Please do like our Facebook page, search Punky Radio. It's the radio station page. Like it and, hey, drop us a comment on our wall. Poco has been in touch.
Hey!
It's been a long time since I've heard from Poco.
It has indeed.
Who says, hey, Paul and Tony, can you remember that awesome anti-TV license song you played on your show a time ago? I think you also had it available to download off your MySpace page. Well, I would really like to hear it and download it again. Can you help? I've already asked Jim will fix it and he can't help. I vaguely remember the song, but I can't remember when we played it.
Who did it?
It was a bloke and a guitar. It was kind of, I think it was like an acoustic number, but I can't remember who did it.
Right.
It was like an anti-BBC or anti-TV licence song.
It does sound familiar.
I think it was anti-BBC.
Right. Yeah, no idea.
No, not sure. I've suggested that
If we do track it down, we will play it again.
Yeah. There you go. It'll be, if you listen to all the shows for the last 4 years, you will find it eventually. They're all up there.
Yeah, of course, yeah. That'll be the easiest thing to do.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, so there you go. That's it.
Save me journey work. Right. Next track, Tony, are a band from my local area.
Okay.
And they're called Vanilla Nightmare. Please don't walk me home.
I can see my house from here.
That was a band called Vanilla Nightmare, Tony.
Hmm.
You listen to Dead 60s underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week.
That's okay.
Now, they are a band from my local area, and I saw them last Thursday night by accident and really, really liked them. And spoke to them afterwards and said, listen, you've got a really good sort of garagey, punky type affair. Do you fancy being on Punky Radio? And the drummer, Chris, said, yes, of course I do, you idiot. I'm also in Spandex Ballet. You played one of our tracks the other week. And oh, hello, mate. Yeah, absolutely great band. Really, really enjoyed them. Hopefully you did too. And they have songs to download at iTunes. So if you go to iTunes and type in Vanilla Nightmare, you will find them. There's a really good one about fire as well. Anyway, that's another thing. What I want to know is, what is Vanilla Nightmare's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/VanillaNightmare.
It is indeed. It's Tony T, probably being an internet one. Did you do anything last week?
No. I've had Steph's been a bit ill, so I've been playing nursey table.
So you were doing something last week. You're dressing up in girls' clothes again.
Wow. That's nothing normal. Nothing so out of the norm.
Well, make your mind up. You thoughtful tranny. I went to the Arena Tavern on Thursday, saw the band say Friday night, did my gig in Hitchin with the brilliant Ninja Benjamin and Bennett Aaron, and what a great night it was. Thanks for everyone who came down. We went to Bliss nightclub afterwards, where I got drunk enough to dance like an idiot, and we did a lot of shots. That was quite good preparation for Saturday, when after the show, same bill in Lechworth, we went back to the Arena Tavern where I'd been on Thursday night. And I had a great idea in there, Tony.
Okay.
They were doing shots for £1. And I didn't want to break a tenner. So I said, just get me 10 shots, will you? And the barmaid looked at me and went, really? He went, yeah, 10 shots. And it did start something whereby people were just walking up to us, getting involved in the shots and saying, oh, it's my round. I went, okay, but you can't break a tenner. So people were just buying 10 shots at a time. And we were just, oh, I had one with everyone. We were throwing them back. I'll tell you how drunk I got, Tony. I kidnapped someone's auntie.
Oh, right. That yeah. Drunk.
Only for an hour and a half. It was all right. I dragged her back to mine to make her listen to Adamant. Until she said she liked him, and then I let her go.
Right, okay.
It all worked out fine. What I liked was the fact was that I was introduced to this woman by my friend Rihanna, who is 19 years old, and as you know, I'm 41. Hmm. So when she introduced me to her auntie, I was immediately respectful of her auntie. And then it occurred to me that her auntie was probably younger than me, and her auntie was 6 years younger than me. So I was just looking at her going, that is hilarious. You are 6 years younger than me, and you're her auntie, and she's my mate. How nutty is that? Right, do you like Adamant? And she went, I don't know much about him. I went, right, you're coming back to mine. And the restaurant said, look, we're going home. And she went, well, I don't want my night to end yet. I went, it's not going to. You're being kidnapped. So she came back to mine, as I say, for about an hour and a half, and I played a loads of vintage Adamant, and we had a glass of wine. And then I got a text from her niece saying, can I have my auntie back, please? And I said, no. But then she found a taxi anyway and went home, and it was all fine.
Did she like Adamant?
Yes. Yeah. Didn't get any choice, really. She couldn't be allowed out. She was going to say yes. So that was one of the more usual instances of me taking a woman back to my house, I have to say.
Mm.
Very unusual for me. Well, it's quite unusual for me to be anywhere near a woman, but I had to come back to my flat, to be honest with you. Anyway, that was that. Sunday, I stayed very thoughtful.
Did you?
Yeah. I couldn't really do a lot. I could just about think.
Okay.
Yeah, anyway. So, I'll tell you what I'm doing this week later on in the show, but right now it's time to keep the symmetry going. So far, we've had the Fuck Nights from Dirty Water Records. We had the Priscillas, that are all-girl band now. They are an all-girl band now. Vanilla Nightmare, who are local to my area. Now another one from Dirty Water Records to close the first half. This is really, really good. Another new release, but I think this is old tracks. I've picked out loads of good ones from here. Do check these out. A band called the Masonics. What all knows, Tony, what is their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/The Masonics.
It is. It's Tony 3, Paulie B and Internet 1. This is one of the more interesting songs we will ever play on this show. This is Oberman.
Second day, Oberman's in need, so you better pray. Oberman stands over 8 foot tall. Oberman climbing your garden wall. Oberman, he is a cat. Oberman knows where he's at. Oberman, he wants the truth. Oberman, he's coming for you. Oberman clinging to the mundane egg, losing his grip, slipping over the edge. Oberman talks with a monkey's jaw, lives his life by the ancient law. Oberman, he is a cat. Oberman knows where it's at. Oberman, he wants the truth. Oberman, he's coming for you. Oberman! Morning mist. Oberman knows you've never been kissed. Oberman singing a horny song, running around like a two-legged dog. Oberman, he's a cat. Oberman knows where he's at. Oberman, he wants the truth. Oberman, he's coming for you.
Yeah.
That was Los Explosivos, Tony, and Convertible.
Cool.
And they are from Dirty Water Records. I wonder if the second half of the show will, in somehow, mirror the first half. Another great band from Dirty Water. They're putting out some great, great albums at the moment. Do check them out. Just type in Dirty Water Records. You'll find them. What I want to know is, what is Los Explosivos' MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Los Explosivos.
It is indeed. It's Tony Four, probably being the internet one. And if you're wondering why we played two songs back to back again, it's because I quite liked how it sounded last week. I think we might do that in future. What do you reckon?
I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the bed this week, Tony.
Okay.
I was wondering.
Yeah.
Any gigs for us?
I do.
Is that when it's time for Tony's International Gig Guide 12 bar.
Yes, 12 bar again, Denmark Street in London. It's not moved. This weekend's gigs, we're doing Friday to Sunday again. So, Friday, 17th of June, The Roadholders, Ed Tudor Pole, and the 1007s and DJ Spiz.
Tell me that's a London calling night.
Oh, it doesn't say. It does sound like it, though.
It does sound like it, but Ed Tudor Pole, a.k.a. Ed Tenpole from Tenpole Tudor, absolutely brilliant live. The 1007's also very, very good. If you get the chance to see that, do. I reckon that's probably worth £6.
It is £6.
Nice.
Saturday, 18th of June, Kitty Magnet, CJ7, The Higgs, The Sheep, and DJ Fiesto. That's a
DJ Fiesto.
Popping Earshot Events Night. How much do you think that is?
£6.
Yep, it is. And Sunday, the Pork Dukes and Support.
I've seen the Pork Dukes before.
Yeah?
They're quite mental.
Okay. How much would you pay for that mentalness?
I'm going with the recession busting £5.
No, it's £6.
Oh.
I know, controversial, I know. That's it for the 12 bar for this week.
Yeah, but it doesn't conclude Gig Guide
okay.
Because I had this through from Joey Mutiny, frontman and manager of the Casket Hecklers. Getting ideas about his station. He said, now, Paul, how's it going? I've included in this email all 8 songs from our forthcoming debut, Phoenix Rising. Some might call this an EP, others a mini album. I might call it a Gerald, just to be difficult, but fuck it. It comes on a CD anyways and is out on Friday the 17th of June, and we are playing a gig on that same date to celebrate this. It's at Live in the Wade that takes place at Biggles Wade Working Men's Club. £3 to get in, beer on average £2.50 or less for a pint, which is a bargain in this day and age. In the spirit of bargains, people who attend our gigs in the flesh can purchase our CD for £2 from us. Each CD has been lovingly made by us and is hand-numbered and limited edition, as we are only making 300 copies. The people who provide their music digitally, I think he's got confused there, it will be available on iTunes near the end of the month. Feel free to play any of these tracks, though if you want a recommendation, 3, 5 or especially 6 will probably rise up your street. Especially 6, as it features the word cunt and has been officially dubbed the cunt song. You see what I mean about a sweary show this week?
It's a bit sweary.
By our gig-going fans, despite it actually being called comeuppance. Oh, maybe I'd like to come up your tuppence. Anyway, I wish you'd stop saying anyway. Hope you enjoy this little lot. When I see you next, I'll give you a physical copy of the CD as well. Thanks for the mentions, plugs, and support you've given us. You'll probably find yourself on the liner notes as well. Very nice. All the best, Joey Mutiny. So, we've advertised his gig, and now we've got the song to go with it, Tony.
Nice.
What I want to know is, what is the Casket Hecklers MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Casket Hecklers?
No, it's MySpace.com/The Casket Hecklers, which makes it Tony 4, probably be the internet 2. Straight after we played this song, we're going to be doing, or rather, we'll be playing out an interview that I did with the lovely Bridget Handley of Dark Shadows fame, which I did last week in Camden. Then we'll go straight into Dark Shadows track after that, and then I'll talk about everything else after that. Does that make sense?
That's fine.
That does, however, conclude
Tony's
International Gig Guide 12 bar, big and squad. Come up and . current Elixir Bar in Camden, joined by Bridget Handley of The Dark Shadows. It used to be Bridget Handley and The Dark Shadows.
Yes.
But you're now The Dark Shadows, because I remember when we spoke before, you said, no, we're a band now. I finally got a band I'm happy with. And the band have been busy over the last year.
Yes, we've been very busy. It's been, great year for us. We've been working on a whole bunch of new material since we got back from our last tour. And, we're just about to release a new single on limited edition white vinyl, 45 record.
We played one of the tracks last week.
Yep.
Since we last spoke, you brought out an EP as well, five-track CD, didn't you?
Yes, that's right.
Is that on the same label that this was out, or have you sort of self-published this?
It's based, it's on our own label, Select Division Records. So, we released that at the end of last year. We did a mini tour of Germany, and so we released that EP called Invisible last year, which is on CD as well as 10-inch vinyl, so...
And this CD now, this is out on... Sorry, this single is out on CD and on vinyl as well.
No, it's just actually on vinyl at this point.
Just on vinyl?
Yeah, just on vinyl.
So why have you self-published in a time of the internet and downloading and everything else? Why have you brought out a vinyl 7-inch?
Well, it's vinyl, but it has digital download codes as
right,
well.
Right, okay. So how can you find it?
It's available on our website, thedarkshadows.com.au, and at the shows, the live shows. So we're going to be coming back over to the UK at the end of the year to play the Whitby Gothic Weekender on the 5th of November. So we'll be doing a tour.
Bonfire night.
Is it? Okay. Yeah, bonfire night. We'll be burning up the vinyl. So we'll have it with us.
So why have you self-published something? Are you between labels, or have you had enough of labels, or what's the reason?
We've never really had a label apart from... we do work with Half Sieben Records in Germany, and they've actually...
That's Half Seven for you English people.
Yeah. they have released a compilation of our first two EPs, Identity and Standoff, as a compilation called Darkness Calls. And we also... They did a release of the Invisible EP for Germany and Europe last year as well. So... but as far as in Australia and the rest of the world goes, we've basically just put it out ourselves.
So I've not really got to the bottom of why you're here.
Why I'm here?
Why are you just having 2 weeks R&R between tours?
And I'm going to the Babe Gothic Treffen in Leipzig, and just over here doing some promotion for the forthcoming EP and single as well.
Is Leipzig one of your favourite cities in Europe, or have you got somewhere that you particularly like? Or
I don't know, it's always a tough question because there's so many different places that, in Europe that are, you know, great for different reasons, and Leipzig is a very cool city. It's a great backdrop for the Gothic Festival, and some nice cobblestone streets and alleyways.
And how is the band gelling?
Band's
you
really good.
Absolutely loving it still.
Yeah.
Ned and Charlie. Oh, Ned and Charlie.
Yeah, Ned and Charlie are good.
Good.
Yeah,
what are they up to? Do they know you're away, or?
No. Maybe they're on stage at the moment in Sydney.
Okay, where is she?
Where is she? They're going really good. They know that I'm over here.
And are there any plans for a new album, or are you...
Well, we're working on an EP at the moment. We've got enough material for an album, but being an independent band, putting out stuff ourselves, it's just, we find it, it seems to be working well for us, putting out smaller, like, EPs and singles.
You know. Are you planning on doing any other collaborations? Because I know you've worked with Paul Roman out of the Quakes before. And is that something you'd like to do more?
Yeah, definitely. It was great actually doing something different and working with someone such a talented guy as Paul Roman. Obviously big fan of the Quakes and a lot of respect for his music, so I'd love to work with more with him, but I don't know. See what
would
happens.
You like to work with other men who wear eyeliner?
Yeah, I like men with eyeliner.
Now, you've got some big gigs coming up.
Yes, we do.
In Sydney,
yes.
With Las Vegas.
Yes.
How did that come about?
Well, their manager ended up coming to our show when we played in Hollywood and saw one of our posters and was over there seeing Public Image Limited, I think, and yeah, came across the road to see us play and liked the band and got in touch with us when they were coming to Sydney and said, do you want to play with us? So we said yes.
And you said yes. We're going to play a track now. Is it now? Am I right in thinking this is the B side?
Well, it's
of Savage,
not,
or it actually, as a track two.
Yeah,
track two.
I don't know. We kind of put it out as a double, you know, as a double A side, really.
And how would you describe it before we play it?
I think it might be something a little bit different for us. Maybe it's
Well, is it a polka?
No, it's not a polka. We're working on the polka.
Excellent. I look forward to it. What's it called?
It's called Blame.
We'll play it now. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Listening to Project Marv underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
We've topped and tailed the show with Project Marv this week. And let me just remind you of what's happened so far. We had the Fuck Knights from Dirty Water Records, then we had the Priscilla's, a girl band, then we had Vanilla Nightmare, a band local to me. Then we had the Masonics, another Dirty Water Records artist. Then we had Los Explosivos, another Dirty Water Records artist, and into the second half of the show. Then we had the Casket Ecklers, a band local to me. And then we had the Dark Shadows, who are a girl band. See how this is going. What I want to know is, Tony, what is the Dark Shadows website?
BridgetHanley.com.
I'm afraid I can't accept that, Tony.
Ooh.
Because it was the Dark Shadows website was mentioned in the interview, which is darkshadows.com.au. So I'm afraid I can't give you that point, Tony. Even though you are technically right, I think they both lead to the same place. I have to go with what Bridget Hanley said. So sorry, man.
It's fair enough.
You can reach them via BridgetHanley.com, but you're not having a point. I think you're going to win this week anyway, Tony. I've got a feeling. But at the moment, it's Tony 4, Paul of the Internet 3. Have you got a twat?
Yes, I do. Thank you for all your nominations. I've got one through. Please do send me some more. You know I do like my twat and I hate it drying up. So please do email me. Tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and the reason. It's that simple. Get emailing now. This week, Bill from New York's been in touch.
Thank you for getting in touch, Bill from New York, regular listener that we appreciate greatly.
Yeah, it's been a long time since I've heard from Bill. He says, Tony, been a while. Yeah, something else since I've been in touch, but I have a short but sweet twat for you today. 100 degrees Fahrenheit in the city today, 38 degrees Celsius for the rest of the world. And so the sun for my solar system is a twat. Okay, I feel better now. Speak to you soon, Bill from New York.
I'm not having that.
You like the sun, don't you?
I rate Bill a lot, right? I like him. I like the bloke. Okay. Mm. But I don't think you can call the sun a twat. Because without it, none of us would be here.
Mm.
Do you see what I mean?
It's a good point.
Admittedly, it is thus responsible for all the bad people in the world. Mm. But also both the good people, me and you. I don't know whether I can call the sun a twat. We've turned a twat down before, haven't we?
Oof. One or two. I think I'm sure we have, yeah.
We have rejected twat.
Sure, but you know, it's fine.
Do you think this? Do you think the sun's a twat?
Well, it's not that hot, is it? 30 degrees Celsius? And plus, yeah, we do need it.
He didn't
say
30, he said 38, mate.
38? What did I say?
30.
Oh, I thought it was 30.
It is very hot, but it's summer. I think most people would rather the sun was out and it was hot in summer than it was in and it was cold.
Mm.
I can't take this, Tony. I can't take it anymore.
You can't.
I don't. You know, Bill is one of, you know, the finest friends of Punky Radio.
Mm.
But if you want to do it, you can do it by yourself. I can't get involved in this.
No, I think it's fine. I think, you know, we, to shake it up a bit, I think we can say no to twats.
Tony, we're not shaking it up a bit.
Shaking up a bit, you know, keeping it ooh, but ah.
We're not keeping it ooh or ah. This isn't, we're not doing this for effect. And what, by the way, is ooh and ah? Are we making it worse? Yeah, Wurzel Posse, Hymnal, Combine Orchestra. No, I just don't think we can do this one.
That's fine.
If you have a better twat than that, email Tony at punkyradio.com. Titling your email is a twat, but make sure it is. If you are angry that I have not called the sun a twat, maybe it's controversial, but we've called some pretty big things twats before. Email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Title your email, this is why the sun is a twat. And if Bill gets enough support, I'll call the sun a twat next week. Is that alright?
I think that's fair.
You think that's fair, do you?
Yeah.
By the way, are you doing anything this week?
No. More house viewings. Lots of work.
Excellent. Lots of things other people can join in with. That's what I like with you.
Yeah.
I'm doing the Comedy Cafe, Old Street Tube. I'm comparing Thursday, Friday and Saturday. It's in central London. If you would like to come down, I think Thursday night, I think it's free. Friday and Saturday are reservation only. But if you are in the London area and you'd like to come and see me shouting at people, I'm there Thursday, Friday, Saturday this week. They are basically my plans for this week. The rest, I'm also doing loads of work. So, Bill, I'm sorry, but I can't do that twat as it stands. Well, also, Bridget Hanley, thank you very much for the lovely interview and buying me a couple of drinks last week. It was very kind of nice meeting up with you in Camden Town, which I forgot to mention I'd done really, but then that was last week and it doesn't matter. Anyway, time for song 8 for this perfectly symmetrical show, Tony.
Okay.
Musically, at least. Another track from the Fuck Nights from their new album. I'm just loving the Fuck Nights, mate. I know this is a sweary show, but we turned down the twat, so that kind of counts. One last time, Tony, what is the Fuck Nights MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Fuck Nights.
It is. It's Tony 5, Paulie B, the Internet 3. This is Oh, Oh. Was the Fuck Nights, Tony?
Nice.
I know, very nice indeed. Absolutely loving them. I imagine we'll be playing something else from them and most of the other bands on this week's show in the future as well. I'm very, very pleased with how it's gone, even though there was a controversial de-twatting at the end of the show, which I'm not entirely sure about. I just can't bring myself to call the sun a twat. The sun has got his twat on. Hooray! Do you want to talk to people briefly about iTunes?
Yeah. Please do reviews at iTunes. A few reviews make a massive amount of difference, so if you can review us, it would be great. 5 stars only, obviously. Easiest way to do this, go to punkyrager.com. On the left is an iTunes link. Hit that, it will open up the music store with our page on it. You need to log in, so you'll need an iTunes account. It's free if you haven't got one already. Log in and review us, 5 stars only. We'll read them out. I read the US, Paul reads the UK. If you're not in either, drop the review over an email to tony@punkyrager.com and we'll read it out. Thank you very much.
And we are going to be reading them out soon. We must have had some more by now. And I must confess, I haven't checked our own UK iTunes page recently, so I will do that very, very soon. A big hello to our listeners on hussyskunk.com. and Roach Radio, who are the two internet radio stations that continue to carry our show because they clearly have never listened to it properly. Not sure whether they'll be carrying it after this week. Might have been too scary. That's about it. Hopefully I'll see some of you at the Comedy Cafe this week. Make sure that you get your poetry corners to me and your comedy suburbs to me and your twats to Tony. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoo. Apoo.